Britain's latest Conservative Party leader has ended a short tenure as Prime Minister. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on Liz Truss.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned, bowing to the inevitable, after a tumultuous six-week term in which her policies triggered turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party obliterated her authority. She says, "I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected." Just a day earlier, Truss had vowed to stay in power, saying she was a fighter and not a quitter. Her departure leaves a divided party seeking a leader who can unify its warring factions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden said of Truss's resignation, quote, "The United States and the United Kingdom are strong allies and enduring friends," end quote, and that fact will never change. French President Emmanuel Macron said, quote, "We want, above all else, stability. On a personal level, I am always sad to see a colleague go," end quote. And London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, is a political opponent of the outgoing prime minister, and at a summit out of the country, he said, quote, "Had I known that organizing the summit could lead to the resignation of the UK PM, I'd have organized it sooner," end quote. Ukraine is restricting power use Thursday in response to Russian attacks that damaged part of the country's electrical infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged people to conserve energy in an address late Wednesday. He said the government was working to create mobile power supply points for critical infrastructure in cities and villages. A fire broke out at a building housing Ukrainian refugees in eastern Germany, police said Thursday, adding that they were investigating the case as arson. Police say the people who live there were able to evacuate unhurt. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Thursday that there was an opportunity to repair ties with arch-foe Armenia, linking it with the normalization underway between Yerevan and Ankara's ally, Azerbaijan. Earlier this month, Yerevan and Baku began drafting the text of a future peace treaty, with Erdogan subsequently meeting Armenia's prime minister for rare talks in the Czech Republic. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will discuss North Korea's recent missile launches, along with other issues of regional security, including China and Taiwan, at meetings with her Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Tokyo next week. A senior State Department official made that announcement today. A U.S. judge says former President Donald Trump knew his voter fraud claims were false. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A federal judge says that former President Donald Trump signed legal documents after the 2020 election that included voter fraud claims he knew were inaccurate. U.S. District Court Judge David Carter wrote in an 18-page opinion just released that the emails between Trump and attorney John Eastman show efforts to submit false claims in federal court for the purpose of delaying the counting of the electoral vote on January 6, 2021. The judge ordered the release of additional emails between Trump and Eastman to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He said the emails cannot be withheld because they include evidence of potential crimes. The judge ordered Eastman to give the documents to the committee by the afternoon of October 28th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. regulators have cleared the COVID-19 vaccine made by Novavax. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more on that.
The new booster option is for people 18 and older who can't get the Pfizer or Moderna boosters for medical or accessibility reasons, or who otherwise would not get a COVID-19 booster shot at all. The Food and Drug Administration says the Novavax shot is to be used only as a first booster at least 6 months after the primary shot. The Novavax vaccine is protein-based, unlike the other COVID-19 shots available in the U.S. About 48% of Americans who received their primary vaccinations have never received a booster. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Britain's latest Conservative Party leader has ended a short tenure as Prime Minister. Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned, bowing to pressure from her party. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.